It's time to escape the marketing hype and get clear answers about preventative health, nutrition, fitness, weight loss, and more on Karen About Your Health on healthbeatradio.com, part of the Lucy Network. Good morning. I am Karen Hummel, your host, and I'm excited to be here this morning. I'm going to be talking with Alan Smith later on this morning. Alan has written a book called Unbreak Your Health, which I think is a fabulous book title. I think oftentimes we think if we're sick, we can't get better, when the truth is so many complications and health issues can be turned around and we can be healthier people. Now, on his website, unbreakyourhealth.com, he has this map to the world of complementary and alternative therapies, because that's really about what Unbreak Your Health is about. It's about all the alternative medicines out there and what might work for you. So if you've been having a health issue and you think you've tried everything and let's admit it, we get desperate when we get to that point. I know when I was living with my chronic back pain, I just hit the point I would do anything to get out of pain. That being said, this might be a great book to check out. There might be some kind of procedure or therapy, exercise out there you've never heard of. So why not check out the book, or even to get started, just take a look at unbreakyourhealth.com. Now, on the website, again, it's the map to the world of complementary and alternative therapies. He says, are you sinking into the quicksand of pain? Wow, I've been there. Are you stranded in a mountain of misery? Are you simply lost in a forest of symptoms? And I think that speaks to so many of us that have lived with some chronic condition. Back to reading his website. It's hard to get where you want to go if you don't know where you are, your destination, and the best way to get there. Before GPS, we used paper maps to find our way. Today, we can use a map to help us find better health. Love that. There are several advantages to using a map to navigate the world of complementary and alternative therapies. First, it helps you appreciate that everyone has their own unique path in life, which is so true. Different things touch both our physical health and our emotional health in different ways. What might cause me stress may not cause you stress, and vice versa, for example. He then goes on, second, it helps you understand where you are right now to discover the source of your health problem. Next, it helps you to see the best way to get you where you want to go. So I think this is awesome, and I'm going to have to ask him more about the map later, and hopefully he can really even explain it better than what I've just read from the website. As you know, I've been trying a number of alternative therapies recently. I consider myself a bit of a guinea pig right now. I think I mentioned this before, but I'll update you again. I am doing the raw food thing, but I'm not 80% every day. And I have to talk to Susan again because I need help. For one, I need a new expensive blender because I've destroyed the two I have trying to blend stuff. And I need a cookbook for sure on raw non-cooking, I guess, like fermenting, fermenting grains like quinoa and whatnot. I also just got the 400-page metabolic typing questionnaire, and I think I talked about this, how stressed out I got when I got it, because it's 400 pages. I'm still only on page 3 of that, but I've only had it a couple days, so that's not so bad. I guess slow and steady is going to have to win the race on that one. And then I recently ordered, and I'm not going to share what it is yet. I'm a disbeliever in this, and I do not want to promote it. I ordered it so that I can talk about it, say I did it, and this is why it's bad for you. This is why it doesn't work. I mean, it won't impact my health or hurt my health to do it, but I just want to be able to speak to the actual, it's a diet basically, and I'm going to try it probably for, I don't know, a few weeks. I think I'll be fine to do that, and it shouldn't impact me too much. But I would say if you have a lot of weight to lose and you've had a significant weight problem, this is not for you to try. And I'll share what that is at a later date. I'll leave you in suspense on that one. because I don't want to promote it right now. I mean, if I think it's great after, I will tell you this is what it was. I was a disbeliever in it, and I changed my mind after this 3 weeks. But somehow I doubt that's going to happen, because when it comes to diets, my thing is, it's a diet. Stop dieting and change your life. Do one small thing at a time. Slow and steady wins the race. When you go on these crazy diets where they have you giving up all this stuff, or you must eat this food or whatever it is, you're just setting yourself up for failure. Yeah, you might lose weight, but come on, you're not going to lose weight for the long run. And I just want to protect as many people as I can from going on the next diet. That's why I talk about dieting quite often on the show. It's really my passion and where I started my career. I mean, I grew up dieting, and I know it's not fun for people. It's not fun to lose weight and gain it back at all. And I've done it because of my back injuries as well. I mean, when I'm laid out for three years here and a year here, and I'm in so much pain I barely exercise, I put on 15 to 20 pounds each time. And it's awful. I'm still in a healthy weight range, but it drives me absolutely bonkers to have to lose that same 15 or 20 pounds again. Yes, granted, it's better than, you know, I've met people on this show like Michelle Pearl of Imperfect Fitness, that lost 100 pounds, gained it all back and more, and had to lose more than 100 pounds the second time, and she's kept it off. And just to remind you of her website, it's imperfectfitness.com. She was a wonderful guest. I hope to have her back at some point, but she's really an inspiration. So you might want to go, if you're starting to diet and you need to be inspired, you might want to check out her website. Also, I have a free audio to help you get started. I share really the six main keys that you need to work on for a healthy lifestyle and to lose weight. And you can get that at youloseweighthealthy.com. That's youloseweighthealthy.com. healthy.com. But I really hope you enjoy the audio. I think it's worth taking a listen to. It's free, and I actually follow it up with a number of coaching emails as well. So it's another way to get to know me. And if I even, you know, I give you my email all the time, and I give it to you through that course as well. If you have some questions or you need my support, let me know. Also, if you have questions about a product or service out there that impacts health, I'm happy to look into it for you, or even try it if I study it and I know, okay, I'll still be eating nutritiously. I won't be hurting my body. I'll try just about anything as long as I look at it and know it's safe. And if you send me something and I don't think it's safe, I will let you know. And I'll let you know why I don't think it's safe, what the reasoning is behind my methodology for considering it unsafe for you. And if need be, I'll find someone to interview on the show that shares my opinion, and we can discuss it. I've shared this before, but the other alternative therapy I have personally tried and swear by is Nuka Chiropractic, also called Upper Cervical Spine Chiropractic, and I highly recommend it if you have a back issue. It really worked for me. It's been incredible. And there were so many other things it did. I don't think I shared this. What they do is they align the hypothalamus with your spinal cord. They put you back in alignment up at your neck. So this way, you know, your spinal cord and brain can send messages better between each other. Anyhow, it helps with other things aside with back pains. My allergies get better when I have this done. They improved a ton. And I suddenly saw better. Everything got brighter. And I know it probably sounds crazy if you're listening and you're like, come on, I don't believe you. But it's true. That communication between my brainstem and my spine, everything got brighter. I was like, wow, the world is so much prettier and colorful. The sky is bluer. It was just the neatest experience. And I've talked to a couple other people who have had this done now, and they express the same thing. Suddenly, all of a sudden, I could see things were brighter. And that's just a really neat, great side effect of having better back health as well was to improve two other issues I have. Now, I live in Austin, Texas. I go to Back and Balance and see Dr. Sweeney. I'll have to tell him I've talked about it on the show. I think that's the second time. I may have to have him on at some point. That way we can kind of discuss this technique to a deeper level, because I know he can explain it a whole lot better than I can. I can just tell you, as a patient, I was super impressed. Now, yoga is also considered an alternative therapy, and I have to say, I wish I could get into yoga. I love all the benefits of yoga. I know how beneficial it is, but for some reason, I just can't. I would have to make it a priority, like I tell my clients to do, but when I have time to work out, I want to weight train or do cardio or do my own flexibility training at that time. So I've had a difficult time getting into yoga. I did try the hot house yoga. I forget the exact name for it. I found that miserable. I don't know how people do that, going in sweat like that. I don't know. It wasn't for me, but I know people that absolutely love it. So if you haven't done it, why not try it? You might find out you love it. I really wish I could find a way to at least do it one day a week. And at some point when time frees up for me, hopefully I will put it back in my schedule. I'd also really love to do Pilates, which is also considered an alternative therapy. And I've done that once. One of my great friends, Jennifer, took me. I was on vacation visiting her in Florida. And one of the things we did is she treated me to a Pilates session. And it was awesome. I really loved it. So that's on my list to do as well. And both are great for flexibility. Both are awesome if you have back pain to help alleviate that. So if you're living with back pain or you're looking for another way to work on your flexibility, I would highly recommend both yoga and Pilates. I also plan to interview a few people down the road that are experts in yoga and Pilates. So I'll be able to get you a whole lot more educated information about both of those forms of healing when that takes place. One of the people I'm going to have on is Carol Krukoff. She wrote a book called Healing Yoga for Neck and Shoulder Pain. And I'm just going to read from her book for a minute. If your neck is chronically tense and tight, and if the muscles in your upper back and shoulders often feel as hard as a rock, you're not alone. In our high-stress, hurried, 24/7 world, filled with work, deadlines, financial pressures, terror alerts, and sleeplessness, many of us feel the weight of the world on our shoulders. And to this emotional tension, or add to this emotional tension, the postural stress of spending most of our days sitting, typically doing activities that round our bodies forward, such as computer work, driving, and reading, and all too often the result is what? Serious pain in the neck, right? And I think many of us can completely understand. Most of us have seated, sedentary jobs. And one thing I'm going to tell you right now that I've had to work on is you need to get up and walk around, or at least stand up and stretch every 10, 15 minutes. And I know this is hard to do. I'm bad too when you're working on something and you have a deadline or whatnot, but you got to do it. You believe me, as someone who suffered with a bad back, mine was for an accident, not from sitting too long at a desk, but still, you have to get up, because my back will get worse if I continue to sit after that time. Darn, I wanted to read you a little bit more, but I'm really running short on time. Basically, for the short synopsis, she says that, you know, this turns into other related disorders, including headache, jaw discomfort, upper back and shoulder pain, arm soreness, that are all really because of the neck pain. But I'm going to have her on hopefully soon, so we can talk about neck pain and shoulder pain and how healing yoga can be for that. You're listening to Karen About Your Health on healthbeatradio.com. I will be right back after the break, so hang in there with us.